Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And I'm delighted to introduce one of my long-time friends, boyhood friend, when I was growing up. And I've known this gentleman for about 60 years, 60 years. We went to school together, elementary school. We spent some time in high school together. We went to the same rural Roman Catholic church together. Our parents were friends, and we lived in the same village, and we spent time at each other's houses. And those were the days in the 1960s when mothers looked out for all the children in the village, theirs and the others, and they all worked together to do the best they could to keep us educated, to learn, and to watch over us, to make sure that nothing happened to us. Welcome, Pat Guadagno.
Hello, Vincent. Happy to be here. I'm just thinking, are you talking about how lucky we were to grow up in that time, and how I wish I could have brought my children up and my grandchildren up in that same kind of environment. It's gone forever, I'm afraid.
You know, I was thinking, I was reminiscing back to the, you know, those days that I would come over to your house, or you would come over to my house, and I would ride my homemade go-kart, you know, made out of a plank of wood and an old lawnmower engine. I'd ride it on the road, and we would ride up and down. You had a long driveway, and we'd just ride up and down. And, the parents were okay with that. They were fine with us. They would come out and watch us. It was a totally different time. And me riding over to your house, with my homemade go-kart was totally illegal. Absolutely against the law. I didn't have a license. It wasn't registered. There was no license plate on it. There's no headlight, turn signals, no horn, no seatbelts, none of that stuff. And it was okay. Nobody complained. It was a whole different era, as you mentioned. So, I long for those days. I really do, Pat.
Yes, Pat, I have only memory banks. No.
I have three songs that I would like your permission to play during this broadcast. Pat Guadagno is a very, very famous singer, musician on the East Coast. And he's been on television, he's been on radio, he's been in large assemblies of people. How large? Well, Yankee Stadium holds 50,000 people. And you were singing in Yankee Stadium. So for a game. And so, I mean, that's pretty much as big as it gets, isn't it, Pat, other than television?
Actually, in Giant Stadium, there's 80,000 people, and I think that's the high watermark. And about a month ago, I played in a nightclub where there were only two people, so I've done both of them.
from 2 to 80,000. Oh.
Yeah.
So, Pat, is it okay with you if I play, I'd like to play That Summer Night first, then a song that you did called ESPN, relating to sports, and then a wonderful Christmas song called I Got Nothing. Is it okay with you if we play them in order throughout this hour?
That would be great. Yeah, I'd love to hear them again. I haven't heard them. I haven't heard them in a while. I don't.
Okay.
I don't like to listen to buzz up.
All right, so here we go. And class, when you hear That Summer Night, it is of 1960s era style music. It is a love song. It is, you know, I've been playing it over and over and over, and I just love it. Mrs. Finelli loves it, and she asked me what I was going to play first. And she really wanted me to play this one first. And it reminds me of meeting Mrs. Finelli, and falling in love. And it may do the same thing for you, class. So here we go.
Another Saturday night in the neon lights of the ocean air. Through the mist of the sea, you magnificently walking down those boardwalk stairs. Like a bolt of lightning right through my heart, I was struck by you. Right from the start, you never knew. I looked away, my lips wouldn't move. There was nothing I could say. Ooh, that summer night, you stole my heart. Just like you were a vandal. The show, so we went inside. Our boots full of sand, that rock and roll band took us on the ride. The crack of thunder, a shooting star, the power of chord, an exploding heart. I looked at you until you stayed. I never knew what made you turn my way. Oh, that summer night, you stole my heart. Just like you were a vandal in the dark. Oh, that summer night. Dripping wet, faded silhouette one more look my way. Just like a bolt of lightning right through my heart. I was struck by you right from the start. You never knew I looked away. My lips wouldn't move. There was nothing I could say. Whoa, that summer night, you stole my heart.
So, Pat, what can you tell us about that love song? I think it was
great to hear that again. I hadn't heard it in a while. About 2 years ago, I was touring through Florida, and I looked up an old friend. His name is Steve Battery, and he was a Mattawan guy, local guy that I knew when you growing up. And he's been a songwriter for years. And so I looked him up, and we had some. I stopped in the studio with him, and he was working on a song. I was looking for new material, like I always am when I'm on the road. And he said, "I'm working on this one song." And so we sat down, and we actually threw it on tape, and then I started recording it down there and finished it up here, and that's what came out. And it was magical when I first heard, you know, some of the lyrics. And we just turned it into a 60s summer walking down the boardwalk. If you've ever been to the Asbury Park boardwalk out there, you'll feel it. And I was real proud of it. I was real proud of it because Asbury Park was a big part of all our lives growing up down the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, class, in Asbury Park, there was about 10 blocks going in one direction, and traffic lights at every block. And then you make a left. It's all one-way traffic, or it was back then. You make a left, and you go a couple blocks, and then you make another left, and you go back 10 blocks, and then you make another left. So you go round and round and round and round on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and there would be every kind of muscle car you could think of. Street racing, totally illegally street racing, light to light to light to light. And the police didn't seem to mind. They really didn't mind because it was people were well behaved. I mean, yeah, they were drag racing for, you know, maybe, I don't know, 800 feet, something like that. But those were the days.
Riding the circuit back then, riding the circuit, we used to call it.
That's right. That's right. And I had my AMX there, and, you know, Pete Dvorak, I think you remember that name. He and I and a bunch of other guys would, you know, just ride that circuit, and it was a lot of fun. And you could, you know, meet guys and gals, you know, at the next traffic light, and the next traffic light, and the next traffic light.
It was great. I had my Studebaker, so I was you were in the fast lane, I was in the slow lane.
You know, Pat, I still have that AMX. It's right here.
Really?
Yeah, I still do. It's right. It's blue with white stripes. And so we had a great time growing up, and it was a totally different era. And there was, you know, I remember, Pat, Charlie Barth. Do you remember that name? He was a part-time bus driver for the school system, Charlie Barth. And when he wasn't doing that, he was a dog catcher. And when he wasn't doing that, he was the part-time policeman. That was it.
He was the law enforcement. The Andy of Mayberry. That was him.
And that's where we lived, in Mayberry. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my boyhood friend and friend of over 60 years, Pat Guadagno. Let me spell his name for you so you can look him up. Pat as in Patrick. G-U-A-D-A-G-N-O. Guadagno. G-U-A-D-A-G-N-O. And Pat has been playing for, boy, as long as I've known him. I remember being over at his house and in his basement. I remember when he got his 12-string guitar. I remember when he got his Fender guitar. I remember when he got his Fender amplifier. I remember when he moved up from a straight patch cord from his guitar to his amplifier to a coiled cord. I remember when...
Make those anymore.
I remember when you came back from a Red Bank Music and you got, you know, a new string or a set of strings for your guitar and how excited you were. I mean, those were the days, Pat. They really were.
They sure were. They surely were. It was, I miss those days. And I reckon back to them quite a few times. Mm-hmm. But the guitar was always a magical kind of a vision to me ever since I saw my brother's band play it in the garage. They had these, they started a band, and it was older than I was, and just a magical way to express yourself. And I was never very good at expressing myself growing up.
Well, I can tell you that I remember the days of your garage band. You were a little older than, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, as you aged, and I don't mean got old. I mean, you know, when you went from let's say 12, 13 years to 14, 15, you had a garage band, and you opened those doors, and the guys would play, and you know, the neighbors didn't complain, and they didn't say, boy, this is pretty loud. You know, everybody loved it. The whole village loved the kinds of things that you were doing, and it was so well received, which is completely different from, you know, today's environment. Mrs. Finelli was telling me this morning, she reminded me of, I took her on a date, and that date was to go see Pat O'Donnell play at a restaurant in Red Bank. And, and I believe it was called Danny's restaurant, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe that's still there, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we sat there, and I remember the people in the crowd there. Everybody was paying attention. Everybody was, you know, like enjoying themselves. And that's what you provide. You provide a night or an evening of enjoyment. And it, you know, those memories that I have of watching you play, listening to you play, being in the audience were of joy. And so I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, you know, thank you. I've been, that's been kind of my reason for being for a long time. It's just to make people happy, make people use their senses, either laugh or cry. And I've been that way since I was a very young kid. I used to love watching entertainment type television and things like, you know, Jackie Gleason and Red Skelton back in those days. And I used to love bringing home Discover music and playing it for my parents and for my friends and being back and finding comedy albums and playing them for my friends and just always have loved my job. Even when it became a job, I loved it and still do to this day.
I remember when you got your first Bill Cosby album, you know, a comedy album, and we would listen to that, and we thought it was the funniest thing. And, you know, those were the days of record players and LP records, 33 RPM records, 45 RPM records, and totally, it was just a wonderful time when people were a lot happier, I think. And, you know, the song that we just played, That Summer Night, is a love song. And how would you contrast that to the typical music of today's young performers?
Well, I don't know. I don't listen to too much of what's going on around me, but I kind of hearken back to the day when I used to listen to records. And that's what that song does for me. It takes me back to when magic did come out of a radio, and that's what I choose to remember. And I don't listen to much music anymore. I listen to talk radio and USA Prepares and stuff like that.
All right, we'll be right back with Pat. We've got another half hour. Pat Guerrero, you can look him up on the internet.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive rescue effort continues Friday morning in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami. A partial building collapse Thursday has resulted with 99 people still being unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
You know, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best. And the search and rescue does go on.
Miami-Dade officials said structural engineer teams of 10 to 12 were carrying out operations underneath the rubble in an effort to shore up the precarious weight load. Three bipartisan lawmakers leading negotiations on a comprehensive police reform package have reached a preliminary bipartisan agreement Thursday. Senators Tim Scott, Cory Booker, and Representative Karen Bass. GOP lawmakers have argued that qualified immunity is necessary for cops, something Democrats won't back, saying accountability among law enforcement officers is paramount. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Although the bill must pass both houses on Capitol Hill before becoming law, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package has bipartisan agreement. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden says he and a bipartisan group of senators have come to an agreement on a $1 trillion infrastructure plan after meeting at the White House on Thursday. Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is among those senators, and she praises the bipartisan efforts to get the deal done.
This historic agreement today between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and with the President of the United States shows that when a group of people who are committed with shared values to solving the problems and challenges our country faces, we can use bipartisanship to solve these challenges.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson is red hot right now. He tells Motor Racing Network his feelings about racing Pocono this weekend.
I'm obviously excited to go to any racetrack right now, but I do enjoy Pocono a lot. I think that'll be a style of track that we're really fast at, hopefully. You know, it's three different corners, so, I mean, there's that'll make you a little bit nervous, but, yeah, I've always felt like I've gotten around there pretty well, even at Ganassi, so I'm excited to get there.
Explore the Pocono Mountains 350 is Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern from Long Pond, Pennsylvania. It'll be televised on NBCSN and Motor Racing Network. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Pat Guidonald's with us. Pat, you've played with some well-known musicians. Can you drop some names so our class can get a feel for them?
I've just been, it's funny because I've been putting down a lot of my memories for a journal or a book or whatever it's going to be. And I was looking through, and my God, there have been so many of them. I was so lucky to perform with B.B. King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, a couple who aren't here anymore, Peter, Paul, and Mary, And I was what you call opening support. I was their direct support, the opening act for them before they went on stage. And that's a whole other world. in my bio, I list all the people that I've opened for, and in parentheses I put, and they had no idea I was there. They were totally unaware of my appearance. Quite a few of them through the years.
Bill Monroe.
All good ones. Yeah, Bill Monroe. I did work on a TV show with Bill Monroe. I got Chet Atkins. No, I forgot about those guys. God, I can forget those. But just all, all wonderful experience.
Let me ask you this, Pat. I was at the university, and I was talking to my mom, and I believe, if I'm remembering this correctly, she said to me, "You'll never guess who we ran into." Pat Guidano, he was playing. Did you play at the Collier School?
I did. I used to. My dad was a big supporter of the Collier School, which is a local. It's called the Convent of the Good Shepherd, and there were amazing people up there that offered assistance to children who basically were kicked out of school and had no place else to go. It was the first of its kind. They had there's nothing like it before. But I used to go to their, I used to perform at their Christmas party for them, their fundraiser Christmas party all the time. And I remember actually one year, I do remember meeting your mom and your dad there. And I think that's one of the first times we actually, your dad played piano and was a big inspiration in my life growing up. He was an amazing piano player. And at this Collier School, we actually played together at the, I remember that now as I'm digging back through the memory banks. That was a great experience.
Well, that's kind of what my mom said. She said, your dad and Pat played and they had a great time. And you know, it's really interesting. My parents never really talked about what they did in terms of charities. However, they were supporters of the Collier School as well. So your parents were, my parents were, but they never said, look at us. They just kept it kind of quiet. Didn't say anything about it. They just quietly supported, you know.
Yeah, and it wasn't tax write-off for any of those. That's the way we grew up. We grew up doing for other people. My dad did it, your dad did it, your parents did it, and I had grown up that way. I have formed a charity called the Rock and Roll Music Fund with some local friends and entertainers, and I'm a charter member of the band called Holiday Express, which is I'm very, very proud of, which is a local restaurateur. Gathers professional musicians, and we go out from November through Christmas Day, and we play for homeless shelters and hospitals and burn units, and we travel up and down the East Coast, and all it's they call it peopling solitudes, people who don't have Christmases, and we bring them a Christmas party like they've never had, and it really takes all of my time from November to December, and it's so I get so much out of it.
It brings tears to my eyes just listening to you talk about that.
Some of these places, and you create, you know, the sad thing about this is you create some of these facilities, you can create a relationship and. You know, that person's not going to be there the following year. You're not going to see him again. And it's happened more than I could ever get used to. But it feels good to do something with the gift that I still think that God gave me to share. And it's doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Pat, let me... if it's okay with you, I'd like to play something fun that you've done. It's called ESPN. And can you give us a like a 10-second intro? Because we'd like to play one more.
I was actually playing up in Martha's Vineyard, and it's another similar situation. I was looking for always looking for music, and I met a fellow named David Buskin, who was telling me the story about how he wrote this song. It was actually a divorce case in Texas where the plaintiff had named ESPN as a co-respondent in her divorce because her husband always watched sports. But that's how this song came around, and David kind of let me take it and do what I want with it, and I turned it into a kind of a fun song people enjoy.
Okay. Class, here it is. It's called ESPN, performed by Pat Guadagno.
Frank had asked him to do this song, and I better do it just in case he has to leave early. Room is all dark, except for the screen. Some guys are in red shirts, some guys are in green. There's a break in the action. Soon there'll be more. I'd go to the bathroom, but someone might score on ESPN. ESPN, you're the reason I'm single again. Life is for losers, sports is your friend. And who's got more sports on than ESPN? My phone's disconnected, but my cable is fine. There's bowling at 7 and rowing at 9. Full contact karate from midnight to 4. Then an hour of highlights from what we just saw on ESPN. Is for losers. Sports is your friend. And who's got more sports on than ESPN? Think I'm alone here. My wife must be gone. But how can I worry? There's volleyball on. And synchronized swimming and polo ahead. There's wrestling for morons and golf for the dead. On ESPN, ESPN, you're the reason I'm single again. Life is for losers, sports is your friend. And who's got more sports on? I'm really reports on. Watch bad guys with shorts on. It's ESPN.
So, Pat, you performed that live, and you know, there's a big difference between performing in the studio and editing, and performing live, right?
Yeah, there is. There sure is. And you get really used to being able to make mistakes and fix it in the mix, like they say, when you do all studio work. But and this was kind of both. This was done. I invited about 25 people into a studio that I was working in at the time because I wanted a live track for my album that was going to come out. And we went to a couple of clubs to record it, and it just didn't work. So we invited about 25 people in, and I just did a show for them, and we recorded the whole thing. And so me and the producer were sitting there trying to pick a track from it to use on the album. He said, well, let's just release the whole thing as a live album. And it has been my most successful venture. It's just that people just still love it today. I love it today, and it was a great night.
Pat, you sang a song called "I Got Nothing." I got nothing. NOTHIN. And it became an East Coast sensation during Christmas time, didn't it?
Yeah.
Number one.
It was caught on at a radio station here. I found it in Philadelphia, a baseball friend of mine named Chuck Brodsky. Actually wrote the song, and he was nice enough to let me take it and do what I want with it, and I released it in a local radio station here, picked it up, and every year it just takes off like wildfire, which is wonderful.
Let me play it right now before we run out of time in this segment. Here we go. It's called I Got Nothing.
My family never roasted chestnuts on an open fire. We never run around the neighborhood singing carols with a choir. Never went to midnight mass, sit on cold hard pews. My family, we had different views. Well, we never had to be good, just for goodness sake. And on Christmas Eve, I never tried to keep myself awake. Listening for sleigh bells, being quiet as a mouse. Santa skipped over our house. Tommy got a train set with a shiny new caboose. Joey got an erector set with nuts and bolts and screws. Tammy got a kit for making cheese fondues. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, we never hung up trimming, 'cause we never had a tree. And I wouldn't know a mistletoe from a torpedo's knee. Never sat on Santa's lap, but hey, Jesus was a Jew. So wouldn't that make Santa be one too? I used to hate when it was cold enough for Christmas to be white. We never strung a wreath of holly, never rung the yard with lights. Those other houses look so pretty, but the electricity they must have used. We lit candles, 'cause we were Jews. Casey got a bike, she had to wait till spring to use. Billy from across the street got his new front tube. Joshua got a horn, so he could learn to play the blues. I already had one, 'cause we were Jews. Well, sometimes we ate turkey, sometimes we ate lamb. Sometimes we ate chicken, we never had a ham. Never did like eggnog, and then wine inside of brews. We drank Mogan David, 'cause we were Jews. Jenny got a brand new pair of kangaroo shoes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I ran us right into the commercial, so I'd like to just play the last minute of that particular song called I Got Nothing. So here's the rest of it.
Because we would use. Casey got a bike, she had to wait till spring to use. Billy from across the street got his new Frontier. Joshua got a horn so he could learn to play the blues. I already had one because we would use. Well, sometimes we ate turkey, sometimes we ate lamb, sometimes we ate chicken, we never had a ham. Never did like eggnog, and then wine inside of brews. We drank Mogan David, cause we were Jews. Jenny got a brand new pair of kangaroo shoes. Tara got some soaps and an assortment of shampoos. Even Buffy's Bingo got some brand new rawhide shoes. But on Christmas, I got nothing, cause we were Jews.
So, yeah, I just love it, Pat. Those three songs, you know, that summer night.
You talk about the difference in times growing up, but listening to that, I'm thinking to myself that this could be the year that gets banned. It gets been the climate. I recently had, eight years ago, it was the funniest thing in the world. And I was playing the other night and actually played that song. Last time I played that song, someone actually said I should be more considerate on more with my message. I said, I don't have a message. I'm an entertainer. And I think it this particular climate that we're in right now, the woman said, in the current state of the world right now, I said, you really should be more concerned. I said, in the current state of the world right now, people need to laugh at themselves more than they ever needed to. And
good for you.
We'll see what happens.
Good for you. And my question to you about that song, I Got Nothing, my question was, did you get any reaction, negative or positive? So you got a negative reaction from one person, right? How about, did anybody give you the opposite side, the positive reaction? Like, you know, that really is it's a fun message, and, you know, what's wrong with it? The Italians, you know, they've been picked on. The Irish have been picked on. Everyone else has been picked on, right?
All right. Well, the first reaction I got was from my children, who both of whom were mentioned. They said, I didn't know we were Jewish. That was the first reaction. And I said, we're not. I just said, the songwriter was Jewish. But the funny thing about, the one thing about the business that I am in is you never get any, rarely get a negative reaction from anyone, because everyone's there is there to see you, and they're because they appreciate what you do. And, they're always, it's always a positive, applause and things like that. So I'm not controversial. But this one person did take offense to the song. Made me know about it.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking back to your wedding. You invited my family to your wedding, and I often think back to it was the finest wedding I've ever been to. Your family was in the backyard. Everybody was having a great time. It was huge, and you played. And I was wondering, did my dad jump in and play with you guys? Was there a keyboard around that he jumped
absolutely.
In and played?
Absolutely did. Yeah, there was a keyboard there. Absolutely did. We didn't hire a band. We just had brought some friends over to play, and he absolutely did. Your dad was the first. I remember to this day something that he taught me. I'd walk in there, and he's the first old guy I ever knew who was a cool musician. You know, I didn't. Everybody had knew was a young musician, but your dad was a very knowledgeable musician. He taught me about the circle of fifths, which is a musical term where it starts out in the one and makes its way around to the five. And I remember a discussion we had about a song that did not go in that particular direction. And it was I just remembered that. And he was a very, very, aside from being a great piano player, he was a knowledgeable musician.
You know, my dad did something similar to what you do. And, by day he was either a teacher or a principal or an acting superintendent of schools. And on Friday nights he would go play with his band. And they'd go to, the same nightclub called the Lobster Shanty. And they would play. And he used to have a great time playing. And he loved it. I mean, it was he got paid to go out and have fun, literally. And so did his whole band.
Yeah.
And he told me that the reason he liked the piano was because, compared to the drummer, he didn't have to carry his music or his instruments. All he carried was his music. And, he could set up in like 3 minutes, whereas they would take, hours. So
the piano.
Yeah.
That's the magic. That's the magic.
Pat, very quickly, how do we find you? How do we find you?
Well, my website that works sometimes doesn't, is Pat Guadagno, GUADAGNO. And the best way to do it is on Spotify, Amazon, or iTunes. I have all my music up there. And that's become the way of the world.
Pat, we're going to have to do this again and again. I mean, we just ran out of time. 1 hour is not enough to talk about, who Pat
Guadagno is. It was great going back with you. It really was great going back with you. Thank you, Pat, for having me on.
Pat, I love you. Let's do it again and again.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.